Good day, everyone, everywhere, and special greetings to all those seated in heavenly places in Yahshua, our Messiah. The name of this broadcast is Cross the Border, and I'm Nicholas. My website is crosstheborder.org. And the word of Yahuwah came unto me, saying, we're going through the book of Ezekiel, yes, the prophet of old Israel, prophesying from the midst, the heart of Babylon, and mystery Babylon, the very head of the image, is where he was situated, near the river Chebar, and a town or a settlement called Tel Aviv. No, it's not the Tel Aviv that's over there today in Israel. In contemporary times, it's the Tel Aviv in the midst of Babylon, some 6 or 7 years prior to the portion we're reading now. The king of Babylon, that is Nebuchadnezzar, went in and set those Israelis right. The Heavenly Father was judging his people, and he sent his sword, Babylon, in to his land for judgment. The king of Babylon came in, and he set up the king there, and he deposed one king, and he set up another king. And he took a bunch of Babylonians captive. I mean, not Babylonians. He took a bunch of Judeans. I guess he would call them Judeans today, but Yahudi, he took a bunch of them captive, to use the proper term, the people called by his name. Of course, they didn't pronounce Judea with a J then. So anyway, the king of Babylon, and one of those men was a man named Ezekiel. And he also took another teenager, a young man named Daniel. And he took all the wise men and all the learned men to back to Babylon with them to train them. And he took them for servants and for whatever reasons he took the men that he took. But among them were these several prophets, and Ezekiel and Daniel being two of them. So we have Ezekiel, 5 years in. He was 5 years, he started prophesying in Babylon, prophesying to the Yahudi that were there with him, that were taken captive with him, this settlement, I guess, being quite large. Don't have the exact numbers. And this is what he said. He said, and the word of Yahuwah came to me, saying, and of course he used the name, and he spoke it because he was speaking to those people. Sometimes he was told to call those elders, call the elders of thy people to you, or turn your face toward Jerusalem. And that's where we're at today. We're in Ezekiel chapter 21. It's somewhere after the 7th year, and there was 11 years before the destruction. The 11 years before, until the siege was broke and the Babylonians came in. And this is about the same time, this chapter 21 is about the same time that the siege is developing or starting to take place, where the government, those leaders that, that Nebuchadnezzar had put in charge in the land there, started to rebel against him by listening to the false prophets. And, of course, they summoned their homeland security at that time to, because it was time of war, you know, emergency powers and all that, to put Jeremiah into prison because he was telling the truth. And that's the calling I want. I want the calling of Jeremiah. They call him the weeping prophet, but if I can be like Jeremiah, then all I can say is, hallelujah, you know, praise his holy name, Yah, because I know what happened to Jeremiah. Yes, he went into prison for a short time of his life, and he prophesied even from prison. Then, when the king of Babylon came in and destroyed all those wicked men in there, when the sword came against the city and the destruction came in, he let Jeremiah out of his prison because he had heard of Jeremiah. And the king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, knew that it was him that was being prophesied of. So he let him go. and Jeremiah was free to go his way. But that's coming in our chronology that we're going through here with Ezekiel. And we've already done our study in Jeremiah. I perhaps would like to revisit it now that I have a clearer understanding of things. I'd like to revisit everything now that I have a clearer understanding. Let's continue. Ezekiel chapter 21 and verse 1. And the word of Yahuwah, and that is the 3068 in the Strong's Hebrew, so we know that he actually said the name. And that's when I see the name, I usually will say it, or I may say the Lord sometimes as it is transmitted to us in the authorized King James Version, which, you know, yeah, it's not good. That's one part that bothered me some time ago when I started to look into the original language. And every time I would see the 3068, I would know that it's his name. So sometimes it's appropriate to read it. And, but it's all right. You can say the Lord. There's no curse upon you. You can be saved whether you pronounce the name correctly or you pronounce the name at all, because our Heavenly Father judges the heart, and, he's not so interested in cold, hard facts, but he judges the intent of the heart. But it's a good thing to learn and study the scriptures. So, and the word of Yahuwah came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face toward Jerusalem, and drop toward the holy places, and prophesy against the land of Israel. And, you know, I have a subtitle for this study, and my subtitle is, Judgment is Coming to America. This is Ezekiel for America. Because judgment is coming. You know, it's not going to be the same thing. You know, we may not be carried away captive. We may have nuclear weapons in the cities instead. But the famine will be just the same, and it will be just as real. And many of these cities will be under siege in a way. Just being in a huge city during a famine is like being in a siege itself. And the violence and the things that will come forth in that. I believe he's calling his people to come out of those cities and come to a safe place. And if you're not listening to his voice, if you're not following the shepherd as a good sheep, he said, all my sheep hear my voice. And you can't hear his voice if you're not in his kingdom and obeying him. That's what you have to get first. Repent. The kingdom is at hand. Cross the border into his kingdom and follow him wherever he goes, wherever he leads you, and then you can be sensitive to his Holy Spirit. And I'll tell you what, it's a hard thing to learn. But under the circumstances, when the times are urgent, he'll get a word to you. What you need to do, stay put, move, go here, go there, but get ready now, prepare to leave. You want that kind of leading? Then you show him you want that kind of leading by following him, because he's not going to reveal anything to those that don't follow him. You are going to be afraid. And I'll tell you what, even the righteous are afraid. They feel the fear, but they have direction. They feel, well, as it says here, let's move on a little bit and we'll discuss that. Set thy face toward Jerusalem and drop thy word toward the holy places and prophesy against the land of Israel. And say to the land of Israel, thus saith Yahuwah, behold, I am against thee, and will draw forth thy sword out of its sheath. I will draw forth my sword out of its sheath. And anytime you see the sword in prophecy, that means military conflict is coming. And in this case, the Heavenly Father, the Lord, specifically, explicitly said that Babylon was his sword of judgment. So when Ezekiel says here, and I will draw forth my sword out of its sheath and will cut off from thee the righteous and the wicked. That's right. The righteous and the wicked. He's going to cut them off together. Seeing then that I will cut off from thee the righteous and the wicked. Therefore shall my sword go forth out of its sheath against all flesh from the south to the north. And that means the entire land from the south to the north. Babylon's coming in. The sword of Yahuwah, Babylon, he wielded as a sword of judgment in his hand. And he says, all flesh, that all flesh may know that I, the Lord, Yahuwah, have drawn forth my sword out of its sheath. It shall not return any more. Sigh, therefore, son of man, with the breaking of thy loins, and with bitterness sigh before their eyes. And it shall be when they say to thee, wherefore sighest thou, that thou shalt answer for the tidings, because it cometh, and every heart shall melt, and all hands shall be feeble, and every spirit shall faint, and all knees shall be weak as water. Behold, it cometh, it shall be brought to pass, saith Adonai Yahuwah. And that's the other variation on his name there. And it says, the Lord God, in the Authorized King James Version. He says, yeah, the righteous and the wicked, whoever's left in the land. However, we read a few chapters prior where he said he sent an angel through to mark those and save them from the hunger, the famine, and the plague, and the disease that was coming. But when the sword comes through, well, it affects everybody. Even if you don't die, you're affected by it. Even if it doesn't kill you. Now, in our day, see, I don't know, when you're in a siege, it's a little different. They were in a siege. No one could escape what was coming. Some could live through it, yes, but they would not escape it. The military, the sword is coming, and that means a military attack. That means judgment by warfare, the sword. And some were saved through it, but it still came, and it still affected them. And some, even the righteous, may be killed when the sword comes. But I would rather be the righteous when the sword comes than the wicked. In any case, then there are other times when the sword comes, as the sword and judgment is coming to America. Yes, I believe there's going to be warfare coming to America. It may be, the sword may come by a nuclear weapon warfare. It may come by attacks on major cities and ports. I don't believe that it's going to be a total takeover, but I believe it will affect the entire nation, even those areas that the invasion does not reach. I believe the invasion will be limited in America, because it will be hard to invade the whole land. So it's very important to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. In Yahshua's time, the same thing was coming. There was coming a siege to Jerusalem. So you didn't want to be in Jerusalem. And guess what? The prophets warned the people to flee, telling them exactly what would happen. You know, I don't know, they don't teach this in popular prophecy, but you can read about it there in Matthew chapter 24, and I believe it's repeated in Luke. When you see these things, when you see Jerusalem compassed about by armies, let them which are in the housetop not come down to take off their coat. Let them which are in the field not go back for their cloak. Woe to them which are child and suck and give suck in those days, meaning it's going to be very difficult. You can't stay behind because you have little ones. You need to flee. This is urgent. That's the message of urgency. And that was the warning that the Holy Spirit gave the early church before the 70 AD destruction, when all the believers were together in Jerusalem and the land round about, and they had all things in common. They sold their properties. You know why they sold their properties in Judea? Because they could not stay there. They weren't practicing communism. They were preparing to leave in obedience to the prompting of the Holy Spirit. And that's the same prompting we want today with the judgment that's coming on America. There are going to be safe places where you will be safe. But if you're the wicked, you're going to be in the wrong place simply because you can't hear his voice and you're not going to be warned. That's right. And so this Ezekiel then is a warning for America today with the things that are coming upon the whole earth. There's, you can't escape to another land. You need to know where to go that you can reach if you have to by foot, because if you have to reach it by foot, you've waited way too long. So get out of the cities, pray about it, and learn to live in obedience. In fear, move in fear. That's right. Move in the fear of Yahuwah, in the fear of God, move and start being obedient to his commandments and get down on your knees in fear, because fear not him who can kill the body, but fear him who can cast both body and soul in hell, and fear that you will miss out on his leading to save you from the time that's coming on the whole earth. And it's coming, and it ain't going to be what they teach you in popular prophecy. All of those liars out there and all of those duped believers of lies, and there are plenty of them. I was one of them. I was duped at one time. I believed all that counter-reformation eschatology. Thanks be to Yahuwah that he opened my eyes and showed me his word and taught me obedience. And it shall be, chapter 21, verse 7 of Ezekiel, when they say unto thee, wherefore sighest thou? That thou shalt answer, for the tidings, because it cometh, and every heart shall melt, and all hands shall be feeble, and every spirit shall faint, and all knees shall be weak as water. Behold, it cometh, and shall be brought to pass, saith the Lord God, Adonai Yahuwah. Verse 8, and again the word of Yahuwah came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy and say, thus saith Yahuwah, say, a sword is sharpened and also furbished. It is sharpened to make a sore slaughter. It is furbished that it might glitter. Should we then make mirth? It contemneth the rod of my son as every tree, and hath given it to be furbished, that it may be handled. This sword is sharpened, and it is furbished, to give it into the hand of the slayer. Cry and howl, son of man, for it shall be upon my people. It shall be upon all the princes of Israel. Terrors, by reason of the sword, shall be upon my people. Smite, therefore, upon thy thigh, because it is a trial. And what if the sword contemn even the rod? It shall be no more, saith Adonai Yahuwah. Thou therefore, son of man, prophesy and smite thine hands together, and let the sword be doubled the third time, the sword of the slain. It is the sword of the great men that are slain, which entereth into their privy chambers. I have set the point of the sword against all their gates, that their heart may faint, and their ruins be multiplied. Ah, it is made bright. It is wrapped up for the slaughter. Go thee one way or other, either on the right hand or on the left, whithersoever thy face is set. I will also smite my hands together, and I will cause my fury to rest. I, Yahuwah, have said it. The word of Yahuwah came unto me again, saying, also thou, son of man, appoint thee two ways, that the sword of the king of Babylon may come. Both twain shall it come forth out of one land, and choose thou a place. Choose it at the head of the way to the city. Appoint a way that the sword may come to Rabbah of the Ammonites, and to Judah in Jerusalem, the defensed. For the king of Babylon stood at the parting of the way, at the head of two ways, to use divination. He made his arrows bright. He consulted with images. He took in the liver. At his right hand was the divination for Jerusalem, to appoint captains, to open the mouth in the slaughter, to lift up the voice with the shouting, to appoint battering rams against the gates, to cast a mount, and to build a fort. And it shall be unto them as a false divination in their sight, to them that have sworn oaths, but he will call to remembrance the iniquity that they may be taken. Therefore, thus saith Adonai Yahweh, because you have made your iniquity to be remembered, in that your transgressions are discovered, so that in all your doings your sins do appear. Yes, look around. In all your doings your sins do appear. That's applicable universally and especially today in the land called America. The second beast that rose up out of the earth, yes, the earth beast that opened up its mouth and swallowed the flood that the dragon sent after the woman, the earth beast that rose up with lamb-like principles, now speaks like a dragon. Your doings, all your doings, your sins do appear in. Because I say that you are come to remembrance, ye shall be taken with the hand. And we'll pick up here when we get back after these messages. You're listening to Cross the Border. Visit my website, crosstheborder.org. Email me. Let me know you're listening. I would like to hear from you.